I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, this is Astounding Universe. I'm Bob Berman.
And I am not Bob Berman.
That's Jim Metzner.
Yeah, and?
And we're exploring something pretty striking in the sky that everybody can see, even if they live in a big city.
Striking in the sky at night that everybody can see, and it's not the moon. It is the moon?
No, but no. It's as easy to find as the moon. Ooh, okay. For months and months, everybody's been gawking at the evening star, Venus, because it's been the brightest thing in the sky right after sunset. You look in the direction of sunset, west, and then there, lowish in the sky, not too low, not too hard to see, but lowish in the sky has been the brightest star. That's been out since the spring. It's still there. Getting a little lower, but it's still there, and that's Venus. But right now, these nights, there's a little star next to it, and that's our focus. That star is Spica.
Spica. Spell that for me.
S-P-I-C-A.
Spica. What does it mean?
It means an ear of wheat. The brightest star in Virgo, Spica, happens to be floating next to the most brilliant star in all the skies these nights, Venus, also called the evening star. And that's pretty easy to find. It's very easy to find. It's very striking to see. And that would be the end of it if it weren't for the fact that Spica has one special little asterisk next to its name. And that is, it's the bluest star in the sky.
Ooh.
Yeah, because stars come in every color except for green. There are no green stars, but there sure are orange stars, and through powerful telescopes you can even see redder than that stars. There are black stars that we can't see, black dwarfs. There are brown dwarfs. There's even a kind of purplish star, but this is the bluest star, so you can sort of see that for yourself, comparing the light of Spica with that of Venus. Venus is a pretty pure white, or a creamy, ever so slightly yellowish white, but Spica has this bluish tinge to it.
So you need to tell us simply now, Bob, why are stars colored at all, and why blue?
The star color tells us their temperature, because stars that are cool, I mean in the temperature sense, are reddish because they're just not giving out a lot of energy. And when you're just starting to glow, you don't have much blue to you. You can see that if you're heating up metal, if you're a blacksmith. When it starts to glow, it's red. And then if you make it hotter, it turns yellow and then white. And if it could be made even hotter, it would turn blue. But it'll never get to blue because the metal will always melt before it gets to blue. But when it comes to stars, same thing. The cooler stars are red, the hotter stars are whitish, and the very hottest stars are blue.
Completely non-intuitive because you think blue, cool. So why is it that makes things that are hotter, bluer?
Because the wavelengths are shorter. The greater the heat, that really means the faster the atoms are moving. By the time you get to a yellow star, yellow-white star like our sun, you don't have enough temperature to really produce that bluish glow. Even here on Earth, you know, when you have light bulbs, the newer types of headlights that some cars have a bluish glow to them, and those are the hotter light bulbs that give off that temperature. So it's the opposite of the way we think. A lot of people do think blue means cold, frozen stuff, ice, things like that. But no, it's just the opposite. So here's the only really distinctive blue star, Spica.
So the shorter the wavelength, the faster the vibration, the bluer,
yes,
to our eye. In the realm of light frequency?
Yeah, light frequency, which in turn is caused by how heavy the star is. Stars that have a lot of weight to them have so much pressure in their cores that they're going through the fusion process so quickly that that produces more heat. But stars that are lightweight, there's not a lot of substance to them. There's not a lot of pressure in the middle of the star. And so it's a wimpy fusion process, and so it just gives off reddish light.
Okay. It's the evening. Sun has gone down. I'm looking west. I see Venus, maybe the brightest star-like object in the sky. Looking west, and then
right near it is a much less bright but still noticeable star, and it's blue-white, and that's Spica, the brightest star of Virgo, 260 light-years away. It's not even a nearby star. So for it to be that far and still as bright as it is means, boy, it's giving off a lot of light, even though it's not nearly as bright as Venus.
And it's bluish. Bluish.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Bluish star, bright, far away, near Venus.
And that's it. I'm Bob Berman.
And I'm Jim Mitzner.
For Astounding Universe.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.